Log Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money. You're tuned into GQ Palace. Love, life, and loyalty with Steph Dallas. Love and entertainment is part of it.
It's your boy Mike J. So I'm in the tango. Heat up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles. I'm throwing them dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on the chrome. I'm fixing ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grown man. Just can't miss. Yeah. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh. I'm on my grown man. 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 We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. 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 We getting money, popping bottles.
Real deep relationship, or is it too fast? And you're
moving too fast to get to a serious relationship. Like, what's the pros and cons? You know what I'm saying? Do I have all fucking day to wait around for you? Or, shit, can I knock your ass off on the first or second night? We start dating. You know what I'm saying? What's the time limit? Is there really a fucking set time limit in dating? Is there a time limit?
How much time we could go to a break?
Or is it too much time to go too fast? You know what I'm saying? So, call in with your host, Steph Dallas, 646-200-3838.
You got it? When you go for a break?
And talk to your boy. And come on in there and talk to me, man, and give me your take on this. How slow is too slow and how fast is too fast? We ain't getting no younger. Talk to me, people. Talk to me, people. Also, is it okay to turn down your mate for sex because you're too tired? Fellas, call in. Call in and tell me if the girl is turning you down because she's too fucking tired. If you ain't got her under lock and key, if you ain't got her ass in check, if she's turning your ass down, call in and talk to your boy and let me put some fuel to the fire. Ladies, call in if you're too tired and you don't want to give your man none for the night. Ladies, call in and tell me if you want some of your man that's too fucking tired. Let's talk about it today. We're going to take a little break right now. We're going to come back with y'all calling 646-200-3838. Please press number 1 to join in this conversation and give me your feedback on these two topics, these two hot-ass topics. I'm sure it's going to go left field and right field in a matter of 30 seconds. Call in and talk to your boy. We're going to take this little break right now. Holler at your boy.
It's only for the grown and sexy.
Tonight, yeah, 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 I got that feeling. I'm getting
getting lucky.
Got the feeling, gonna get lucky tonight.
I'm getting lucky tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, got the feeling. Got the feeling, gonna get lucky
called Lucky Tonight. God damn, that's perfect for this type of show. Lucky Tonight. You call up here, see if you're going to get lucky tonight, and maybe meet you a little chickadee on here. Even though it's a state line, but never know. I've seen crazier shit happen. Tonight's show, once again, y'all. Is it ever okay to turn down your mate for sex?
Who's that? Right there.
What's the pros and cons with this? Is it okay to turn down your mate? Is it okay to give it up? What's your take on
hey,
that?
Hey, how are you?
You're too tired to really
good.
Roll over and give
okay.
your man some. You know what I'm saying? To me, my take on it is,
okay.
shit, you should never be fucking tired to give me some. And vice versa.
Okay,
you know, if you're too tired, roll your ass over and lay there. Let him get his shit off. Or vice versa, if he's too tired.
Huh?
Yes.
Lay on your damn back and let her get her shit off. You know what I mean? And vice versa. It should never be a no in your relationship, in your bedroom, anywhere in your relationship. It just no should never be in your vocabulary. No way whatsoever. So if I tap your ass on your damn shoulder, please best believe.
Person calling back.
Get your ass up.
I got him.
Goddamn
I got him.
Hold on, y'all. We got a host on. We got a new guy on the line. We have Mark. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mark, what's up, baby Mark?
No, man, what's up with you with bringing up the same stuff from last
man,
week?
Man, this ain't the same stuff, man. You ain't never heard this one before, Duke.
No in the vocabulary? We have
no, no, that's me
that.
Saying no in vocabulary. Yeah, I'm talking about the topic. You damn right. No should be in your fucking in my vocabulary.
Right, we talked about that already. We ain't
no, we
even got
not.
To further go. We ain't
is
even got to further go into that. Hell no, it ain't supposed to be in there.
We're talking about, is it all okay to turn down your mate for sex?
No.
Because you're too tired. That's the
hell
topic
no.
of the day.
Hell no.
Huh?
Hell no. No.
So you saying you should always be able to get some pussy? You don't give a how
yep.
tired she is, you better roll over and get some pussy?
Yep.
That's
and
it.
Vice
you,
versa.
And vice versa. Okay. I feel the same fucking way. So all you did was raise my status up a little bit because I feel the same fucking way.
Hey, I ain't never too tired. I might be too drunk, but I ain't never too tired.
So you ain't never been too tired where you couldn't?
No.
Never?
Never.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I might give you some tired dick. I roll over and you ride this motherfucker. Get me motivated.
I get a little burst of energy then. That, you know, it come on. I get a little burst of energy then.
I ain't gonna lie, son. It's very rare that you find a bitch that would say no. You know what I'm saying? A bitch that would say no, unless the only reason that bitch would say no if you're that bitch some weak shit. Now, if your shit is fucking righteous from A to B and 1 to 10 and you hitting it with some good shit, that bitch ain't going to tell you no. Now,
no,
if you're that bitch some
okay,
weak
no.
shit, more than likely that bitch is going to tell you no, my man. Hold on. We got Joseph on the line. We got Joseph. And we got Lola on the line.
And y'all probably gonna be on y'all way out too. Y'all relationship gonna be on its way out when y'all start when you start talking that no shit.
Who we got on the line there, man? Joseph, you there, Joseph?
Yeah, y'all hear a lot of noise, man. Like
I hear a lot of feedback. That might be our keyboard operator because I hear it too. I heard it when I was on the air with just me and my operator earlier.
I'm still hearing it now. I gotta talk with you now. Can you hear me?
Lola, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what's going on, baby? Happy belated birthday once again to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated birthday. I'm mad as hell. I wasn't invited
yeah,
to the festivities.
Yeah, what the hell ever, Mark? What the hell ever?
I wasn't invited to the festivities and all of that type of shit, but I know it was a surprise to you, but it wasn't a surprise to them other motherfuckers.
True, right. You didn't talk that shit, but Yaya did all this shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But hold on, we got
hello?
Big homie online. Big homie, you there?
Somebody just tried to take themselves under the bus, Mark. You saw that?
Big homie, you there?
I'm in the building.
Okay, just making sure you there, player. Just making sure you there, player.
No,
what up, people?
Hey,
what up, people?
Out of the people that just came on, right, out of everybody that's on right now, 99% of them gonna say no. Ain't in their vocabulary, but that other 1%, I bet you that 1% say, oh, it might be, or it could be, or something like that.
Talking about me, man. Talking about me.
Oh,
nah.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
I get no's
in the crib, but you know what? Real dudes work around that.
Oh,
this big homie.
Wasn't
how do you walk around
that,
man?
Wasn't he the same one last week that was saying no, hell no, it's going to be a problem?
Right, but you know, I got 20 plus years, so I gotta make a way. You know, I'm like Moses. I gotta split the sea, walk on water, burn a big bush. I gotta do some shit. I gotta make a miracle. I pull a rabbit out of a bitch ass. So you know what I mean? I make some.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm with big homie, man. If you tell me motherfucking no, I'm gonna say okay. And about 20 minutes later, your ass sleep, I'm stealing. So best be fucking prepared.
Nah.
Oh,
I'm
no, your
stealing.
Ass is asleep, nigga. Yeah. I'm in the car.
When you going to plan B?
But Dallas.
You going to plan B. So basically what you're saying is, see, listen up, bitches. If a motherfucker, if you tell your man no, that means he's open season for him to hit the street and do what he
exactly.
Got to do.
Oh.
And listen.
Time out.
What?
Let me get the floor for 1 second. Most of this shit when you're playing this game is mental. You got to set a precedent. Just because you hit the town don't actually mean you're doing something, but you want them to think you're doing something.
No,
you could be at your man's house playing PlayStation.
But
they get the point.
No.
That you got options. They got the point that you might have options or something.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Exactly. It sounds crazy over the phone, Lola, but when you wake up and the motherfucker penis is going 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't think he's playing PlayStation.
And if you did, should have been getting back in the house.
I'm not going to get in my house.
You're not going to get in your house. Or you're going to have to get through some hell when you walk this door.
Ain't no way you would have this problem if you were just open your legs and did something. You only get away with a bitch that you get away with. Ain't no way in the hell. Listen.
You ain't gonna play the mind games with me. You ain't gonna play the mind games with me.
Your head ain't that big.
Listen, it don't matter. You not gonna play no mind games with me and think I'm.
How you
want to be quiet?
I tell you that trick right there. I'd have fucked you up with it.
Are you stupid?
Ain't nothing open at that arbor legs.
I wish the fuck you would walk out the house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What you would do?
Bust you right upside the back of your head on your way out.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you. You. You might turn around and grab my ass, but I bet you that first hit going to be a doozy.
I don't know about that, Lola. You crazy as a motherfucker, but you ain't retarded. You ain't got to Colorado.
No, I might be. Don't play
you
me like that. We ain't gonna
Colorado,
play them,
nigga.
Look, we not gonna play them stupid ass games, especially if we in a relationship. You're not even gonna get my blood pressure up thinking that you playing something. We not gonna do
so,
that.
So what you're saying is, Lola, you can tell him he can't go out. He can't go out.
That should all be sound right.
Offer the whole situation. We just had discussion. It's a big deal now because I don't want to give you no ass, and now you're getting dressed and you're going outside. Yeah, that's a problem. If you're going out and you're hanging out and I already know that this is going down, I'm not going to beat with you about going out any hour of the night if you're going out playing with your boys. But if you're trying to make me think that you're doing something, yeah, we got a problem. Nigga, get some pussy in the morning while I wake up while I take my nap. Calm your ass down.
But he don't want to call. He wants some pussy now.
All right,
exactly.
So go right the fuck on then. And don't never be missing when I need some dick. Don't never be hard to reach when I need some dick.
Change is never a crime, yo.
Joseph, what would you do in the situation, Joseph? Let's hear what you got to say, Joseph.
You know he ain't doing nothing. Come on now.
Joseph.
Yeah, what's up?
What would you do in the situation, man, if your girl told you no?
My girl told me no, man. If I'm in a relationship with, we're like, really my girl, like, this is my girl.
You mean your girl?
Yeah, because she big homie.
You like the realm, not the place, man.
That's all?
Why do you guys sound so low?
No, Joseph's phone is always sound. Joseph, you gotta turn the volume up on your phone or something, man. Your phone is always mad low.
Big homie.
Yes.
You had logged up to Facebook this weekend or something?
I did work this weekend.
You logged up to Facebook? You wasn't on Facebook at all? Something?
No.
I shouted you out.
Let Joseph answer with his new phone. Talk up, speak up, Joseph.
Yeah, if my girl told me no, man, no is no, man. For real, I'm gonna respect. Cause I don't know, maybe she's going through something. She just tired, whatever. For whatever reason, man, it's gotta be a reason. I mean, it doesn't mean a reason just because, like, yo, this shit gotta be whack. Why this shit gotta be whack? She says no. No is no. She says no. I'm gonna respect that.
Okay, but she's only telling you no because she's tired. No other reason. She's just fucking tired.
Whoa, bitch can't be tired.
No, your pussy never gonna be tired.
Hey, listen, pussy don't got no fucking muscles in it. Why the pussy tired? That shit ain't working out.
A pussy don't have to be tired, but her body can be tired. Her mind can be tired.
Who gives a fuck about her body?
You know what? It's because you're the type of dude who don't respect women's opinions. That's the type of dude that you are. I'm the same.
Yo, dog, it goes both ways. When you don't give them no penis.
It goes both ways. If your girl tells you she don't feel like having sex, what the fuck are you going to do?
No, you know what? You don't. I'm gonna answer this for a big homie right now. If your girl asks you for some dick and you tell her no, 99.9% she's gonna say you fucking somebody else.
He don't know nothing about that because he ain't fucking nothing else. He don't get that extra shit.
I guess you're right. I guess that makes me a good man then.
Yeah, you're a good dude. I ain't saying you're the bad dude.
I appreciate it.
But I'm saying, ask her, can you speak up louder? Ask her, is it all right for you to be on the phone? Cause why are you whispering?
All right.
What, Mom? Mom, go ahead, Mom.
Joseph go for anything.
I guess so. Yeah,
no, but real talk, little Joseph. Come on, real talk now. If you tell your wifey no, she can't handle tonight, she's going to think you out there fucking, your dick
no
won't get
question.
Up.
Not on first thing. I'm going to be madder than a motherfucker.
Right, you're going to be mad, and the first thing out your mouth is you fucking some other bitch.
No, I'm not going to say that.
That's in the back of your fucking head. You might not say it, but your shit is there. You're like, this nigga don't want my pussy tonight? He don't want my pussy tonight?
And then guess what's going to happen?
He's doing something.
And guess what's going to happen?
What?
I'm going to steal, too. What the fuck?
But it's all right for you to steal some from us, but we can't roll over and steal some from you in the middle of the night.
Do as I say, not as I do.
See, that's some bullshit, Lola.
She's talking to her ass, man. You don't listen to her.
It's just dick and pussy. What the fuck is the fucking mathematics behind it?
It depends on the fucking type of animal you hunting. Some guys you could go at with the bow and arrow, and some guys you need the well gun, because some guys got too much shit going on for you to be playing games with your pussy. You will get
you're playing games with your pussy.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Maybe we all know that.
Describe as a motherfucker that don't know what the fuck they want.
Listen, I said to you. Everybody got a hustle. Something they doing that burns energy. If your name ain't Kunta Kinte or Kizzy, how tired are you? If you're not in the sun picking cotton and watermelon, what the fuck do you do that
you're
so tired?
I maintain a household. What you talking about?
You ain't the only one, nigga.
And I ain't the only one that's supposed to say no.
You ain't the only one that maintain a household.
And I ain't the only one that's going to say no.
Who else is going to say no?
You don't think a bitch is going to come home and say she's tired and that's it?
No, me, yes, though.
Depending on the relationship, a nigga might joke it off, like, I'll stop playing. You don't give me that pussy. Like,
no.
You know, it shouldn't be that serious. Like,
no,
if it's
means,
an argument
no.
over sex.
No means yes.
I'm not going to argue.
Can't argue with that shit. But it
is an intentional argument if you call yourself getting dressed and going somewhere to play games with my
friends. You don't
got to
argue. You don't got to argue. You can just roll your tired ass over and go to sleep. You tired, right? Ain't you tired? Take your ass to sleep.
Hey, cool with that, though. He's like, you want to get dressed.
Hey, big homie. She's too tired to get that pussy up, but she ain't too tired to argue, right?
And it hit me in the back of my head. That takes energy.
When I get up,
you
know,
can't bite you for fucking 2 hours, but too tired to give you some.
No. Because I'm going to sleep, and when I wake up and see your ass left the house, then I'm already rested. You should have waited. You would have some pussy when I woke up.
She gonna find a way to hit a nigga. She gonna take a nap to hit a nigga.
You know what I'm saying.
But
listen to what I'm saying, Lola. Come on, check it out. You could lay on your back, lift one leg up, let the dude slide in from the side, and you don't even gotta move.
Okay.
That's what I'm about to say. Just roll over on your back, lift your legs up.
But I still, the point is, I still, the words could still come out of my mouth. It ain't the fact that I'm gonna give in to it or not. I'm gonna initially, if I don't feel like I'm initially saying no, but I ain't gonna sit there and struggle with you and go into argument if you keep pressing this. All right, nigga, shut up. Yeah.
What you really got to do is just lay on your back and take this dick, because I'm usually the one that's killing the pussy anyway.
Exactly.
It ain't you killing the dick. I'm fucking the shit out of you. So,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Or you is the guinea pig. Experiment. See what works.
I've really grown to know that or learn that no means yes. You know, you can holler all that no shit you want. When we get in that bed together, you turn over on your side. I roll over there and get to playing with that thing or rubbing on them nipples and another thing.
I mean, if you got that fire in you with your mate, you gonna always give it up.
Oh yeah, definitely. So no means yes.
If your mate is always giving you push, and you see that one day she say no,
said earlier that I get no's in my house, it wasn't no on the rollover. I never get a no on a rollover. It was different things I get no's on. I don't get no no's on no rollover.
What's the next one?
So, Joseph, you ain't got a problem with your girl telling you no?
Of course not.
No problem.
I was talking to Joseph, the homie.
He's just happy to have one.
Joseph, you have a problem with telling your girl no?
Yes, new question?
Yeah, Joseph. You don't have a problem with your girl telling you no?
I have no problem with it, man.
Okay, now you think she's going to feel funny if you tell her no?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
He said no?
Yeah.
You got a good girl, man. I tell her bitch no. She looking at me crazy. I don't fuck many bitches in my day. When I told the bitch no, it's either I just came from fucking another bitch or I don't want her pussy.
Or you about to fuck another bitch.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It was never, he's just really too tired. No. It was a reason why I said
fucking no. What do you do to get that tired? I'm confused.
I ain't never too tired to get no pussy.
Yeah, like, what is you doing in the world? You fucking running around building buildings?
What the fuck you doing all day? Your whole big home, to ask you a question. What do you do all day, homie? Play PlayStation or some shit? Like, you don't do shit?
Yeah, what the fuck? Nigga, that shit ain't tiring.
You ain't got a job, nigga? What the fuck?
My job is fucking being home chilling, nigga. What the fuck, nigga?
You dumbass.
I get paid to stay home, nigga. Don't be mad at me.
Hey, big homie.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a motherfucking desk job. I sit there and play on the internet all day, and she know that.
Who that?
He got a problem with that.
I got a problem with that. Whoever's talking, only time he says some, he feed off the next man, so he don't never talk for himself.
I said, damn, this thing is around today. On this phone, they'll say no, and the other 1% gonna say yeah, and that 1% is you, goddammit. I started it all.
Right. You know what? I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. But it's gonna be like that forever. That's who I am.
That nigga said that other 1% is you, goddammit.
I would have been putting the
points
all over him with that shit, man.
I'm so weak right now. Hey, listen, Joseph,
I ain't no fucking player. I ain't no gigolo or none of that bullshit, right? But I done fucked with enough women and chicks and been in relationships where I know I'm not going to tell them motherfuckers no.
You're not doing that.
I'm not doing that because the next thing come out their mouth is, oh, you fucking some other bitch, or you just finished fucking some other bitch, or my pussy ain't good enough for something for you. That's where you're on your way out. So I'm not telling the motherfucker no. Even if I ain't gonna say I'm never tired because I don't do nothing all day. But there is a time when I might be at the racetrack and I'm walking around, and if we had a long day at the track, I might be a little tired, but I get that extra boost of energy when it comes to that bedroom, all right?
Hold up.
I'm not telling the motherfucker no.
Hold up. You just said you're not a player. You've been in a whole lot of relationships, and you know you've been going through this and that. You know why? You've been going through a whole lot of relationships. Every bitch that you've been with is going after the curb because you ain't fucking right.
I was on the line of the phone call. Go ahead. Now, what was this there? Yo, Joseph going there. Hold up. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hold up. You keep walking around with the dumb, man.
No, what did you say?
Yo, I'm back to my case, man. Yo, big homie, it's your turn.
What did I do? Joseph told that nigga he can't keep a broad because he ain't laying that pipe right.
No, Mark said that to Joseph.
Basically. Mark, you told me that, Mark? That's what he said in a nutshell.
Hey, you talking about he been in a whole lot of relationships and all this crazy, and he ain't no player. I'm saying, you talk mad shit about bitches, like you ain't going to take notice and that, how you been doing this and doing that. But you been in a whole lot of relationships, and you just can't keep up with it. Because if your
shit
was good, you're not going nowhere. So
you're
my problem.
Who said I ain't got one, though?
The one you got right now,
you probably
go ask tomorrow after this motherfucking show.
Whoa.
You're going to be next. What in the world is going down? Whoa. It's Tuesday. Say it's Tuesday. Say it feel good today. I mean Monday, Tuesday.
This is Monday.
You what?
I'm just fucking with you.
You're catching the tail end of what you're saying, so you got to speak up.
You got to speak up. Oh, you trying to go that way? That shit don't work. That shit is even weak, man.
What?
Well, I know I've been through. You can run through 1,000 broads. It ain't got nothing to do with your pipe game. You could just be running through 1,000 broads.
All right. Well,
yeah, I did it.
You're a player.
Yo, hold on, y'all. We got Mark on the line. Mark, you there?
You.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
What? Mm-hmm. How you doing? Who that?
Huh? Somebody came in the shop. What, man?
There's some other shit going on other than this talk show.
Listen, man. I ain't got nothing to do, man. Don't do it here, man. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, Mr. Good Hygiene, you on the line?
Yeah.
You there, baby?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, we on the
yes.
You.
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
What was the question?
The question is, if you want some pussy or your girl wants some dick, can she tell you no, or can you tell her no because she's too tired or you're too tired?
Absolutely, she can tell me no. As long as she has to understand that I'm going to get up with somebody, I got to tell me yes.
She can tell her the fuck she want to say.
Right after that, she know where I'm going. Ain't no need to ask me where I'm going.
Man, you a motherfucker, big homie must be related, son.
Yeah, exactly. That's my man.
Yeah.
Big homie is the same motherfucker. You tell me no, don't get mad at me if I'm putting my motherfucking shorts and shoes on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
That's shorts and shoes.
That's all a nigga need, Lolo. You don't need nothing else but socks
and shoes.
Oh,
she asked you, where you going? Tell her I'm going to the Yes House.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, I'm all in with that.
If you ever see one, any of y'all niggas, I'm walking the other side of the street, man, for real. Ain't fucking with y'all.
Oh, Joseph, man, why you always playing? You always playing the wrong side of the fence, Joseph.
He's always the antagonist. Whatever we say, he's on the other side of that no matter what.
Y'all don't know.
We say motherfucker Obama's a nigga. He's not really a nigga. That nigga's a nigga.
I didn't know. I thought y'all knew this about me, man. I broke things up. Yo, Lola, see that?
Don't say that on the line, man. Get the whole call indicted.
I want to hear Lola say, what's up? Get up, let her talk. Lola, what you got to say about this?
What?
What you got to say about all this? Mark's talking about what you got to say.
You know what? Alice don't say no, so this is all hypothetical.
Yeah, I mean, really, at the end of the day, this is hypothetically speaking, but...
Exactly. These niggas is official. I can't wait to get to New York.
Right.
None of your business, nigga. Don't worry about it. I'll see you when I see you.
Oh,
mm-mm.
Man.
Can't wait to get to New York.
Hey, Steph, where the hell is them other chicks at?
They all calling in, man. They all said they called in today, man. They got a lot of shit they were going to put their chest today, man. We're going to see.
Man.
What's the other part of these questions? I thought it was like five.
You want to hear the other part?
What's the rest of it?
Let's go.
Okay. How slow is too slow, and how fast is too fast in a relationship?
Oh.
Well, if you're trying to build a relationship with somebody, how slow is too slow, and how fast is too fast?
Could y'all? That's the same damn question you had last week.
No, we're not getting. Is there a rush on getting in a serious relationship? Or is there ain't no rush in this relationship? Now, you know what I'm saying? If I'm trying to date you or whatever, how long do I have before you say yes, we're going to be an item, or how fast should I go? You know what I'm saying? I don't want
to
go too fucking slow. And
when you say
fucking
item,
big homie
come and take item, like
whatever gets me the pussy sooner, I'll be in a relationship.
That's what girls don't get, man. When you,
I'm going to
say
whatever.
I tell you
what you want to hear.
A real skilled gentleman is going to do whatever he got to do, say whatever he got to say, be whatever he got to be for whatever amount of time to get where he got to go.
Exactly. See, I ain't trying to give it up to, see, you know when a girl, when they tell you right away, I got to be in a relationship to give it up. So I know I got to bullshit her and be her man until I get the drugs, and then it ain't going to work out right after that.
So, Mark, in other words, if a bitch tell you they love you, you're going to say I love you back, right?
Never.
Nah.
Come
I'm
going
to say I love
you. You just said you would do whatever you got to do.
Besides
that, I'm just saying. That's going to the extreme.
You just said you would do whatever you
got
to do.
And a little nigga cut a wrist, yo.
So how you going to be in a relationship?
See, I don't know how to do it. When they tell you I love you, you say, I got love for you, too.
And that's what the
shit is. You love
that shit out your ass, nigga.
Shit. Then you
get
it.
That's like when a bitch say, all right, baby, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, right, baby? Good night, baby, I love you. And you be like, okay. That happens when you just say that, sit back, nigga.
I say one.
See, that's why you got a cell phone. Cell phone drop.
Yo, let me tell you, I told a little nigga I loved her one time, and then I smashed her sister. She took a butter knife to her wrist, yo.
A butter knife, you know, homie? What's she going to do with a butter knife?
Hey, Steph.
She was trying to fake like she was killing herself, but she only scratched the skin. She wasn't really serious.
The first time my girl ever told me she loved her, I ain't tell her I love her back. I was like, oh, shit. Like, oh, alright. And now my ass all caught up. Can't get rid of her dumb ass.
So what you gonna do now, player?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, Steph, get your fucking suit ready.
Get my suit ready?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, homie. Ain't nothing wrong with that. A lot of gentlemen is afraid of that shit, nigga. I got a lot of fucking years in this shit. And it's not a bad thing all the time. But I tell you what you got to do before you put that suit on. You got to do a lot of fucking tests. You got to run some fucking traps.
I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Hey, Steph, ain't no bullshit. I'm going to be up there. She's going to be asking me them fucking questions. Y'all gonna be sitting at the table laughing because y'all know I'm gonna be lying my ass off. Do you commit to be honest, obey, and faithful? I'm gonna be like, yep.
Yo,
take the word obey out the whole ceremony.
Take obey out the whole ceremony. Who's obeying what? We ain't doing that.
Hey, Seth, I'll be up at the front table, under the table, texting my side.
I changed that obey shit to compromise. I wasn't saying I'm not a band shit. Now, I like to your poodle. I ain't doing none of that shit.
the next week topic step should be, can you ever commit to honestly being faithful?
We're talking about that right there. We ain't
got
a
bad week. That shit ain't hard.
Being
faithful ain't hard.
These whack-ass topics step keep bringing back week after week.
We can talk about that right there.
Okay, big talk, Molly.
Answer that question then, Cro-Molly.
What?
Answer that question.
Mark ain't never getting married.
What? Answer what question?
The question you just asked.
Can you be faithful?
Yeah.
No, I'm a cheat. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a cheat.
Nah, dog, you say that right now. Everything is possible.
Hey, big homie. I'm a cheat. I'm a cheat for real. Hold on.
Let me ask you a question. For real. This is a real serious issue. Like, really? All this pussy is just pussy anyway. All we're doing is this big game hunting right now. We're just trying to put heads on our wall. But the pussy is just pussy.
Exactly. All pussy is the same. You just got that adrenaline that is something new.
Yeah, so you don't really need it. It's just like you're trying to put a trophy on your wall.
Exactly.
So
you don't
need
it. You don't need it. You just want it.
You can fuck your girl. After a while, you can fuck your main chick longer and longer because you get used to it. That's why I don't like to fuck the same one all the time. I like to switch them up. So they feel a little bit better the next time. But it's the same shit. You know how she's going to move. You know her sound. So you got to take a break from it, fuck somebody else, then take a break, fuck her again, then take a break. You got to have changing your drawers. You don't wear the same pit all the time.
Okay, so let me ask a question then. Fellas, can you ever get tired of the same pussy?
I do.
Yes. But we all know that the game is bigger than that.
What? You heard that?
What?
You heard my question?
Can you ever get tired of the same pussy?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to want some shit like that.
Huh?
Yeah, you could. Of course you could.
Ask Joseph. I want to hear what he say.
Everybody's open season on Big Homie. What's up? What question you want to ask me, man? What's up?
Are you fucking listening to the show, nigga?
Open season on your ass. Open season on you. Now,
can you get tired of the same pussy?
What? Yes.
Joseph.
If you fucking every day, all day.
No, you're
long,
not fucking every day because you said she says you know you ain't gonna get no pussy, so you're not fucking every day.
For a certain extent, yes, I mean it's a yes and a no. I mean, don't say I'm giving you both angles. Giving you both two angles.
All right, we're gonna put it like this. You're getting pussy 3 days a week. Can you get tired of that pussy?
No.
You still good?
Yo. Hold on. If she got some good ass motherfucking pussy like that,
there's no such thing as good ass pussy like that, dog.
Man, hold on,
after 4 years.
Fucking said that.
No, I
did,
homie.
Said
homie.
Nigga,
after
crazy.
4 or 5 years, dog, that shit is
not keeping it real again, big homie. You're not keeping it real.
Do you agree with me, Dallas?
I'm 4 years of the Saints, I might stray. I ain't gonna lie, I might stray. I might stray, kid.
Can it be? Can it be?
You lying
after,
ass,
after 5 years, dog?
Ain't no such thing as you might.
Listen, man, it's my show.
Can it be spectacular after 5 years?
That man has been faithful, man. He's been married for like 10, 15 years, man. Like,
hey, that don't mean our pussy is spectacular.
Everybody's not you. You hold me. Everybody's not you.
Yo, loyalty ain't got nothing to do with the chick's pussy.
And you got it, you put it like that. Yes, the pussy, you probably will get tired of that pussy. That pussy would not be the same as the four, hitting the same shit every fucking. That's like eating rice and beans from the same restaurant every fucking 3 days out the week. You don't get tired.
You would never do that for 5 years.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah.
When you every day you change your drawers, right?
Yeah.
You got to do the same thing with your women.
Well, I don't know about that. I ain't gonna go that far.
I'm telling you. When you eating chicken all the time, you get tired of it. You go get something else, right?
This is true.
Then you go back to chicken after a while. You ain't had it in a while. You gotta
exactly.
keep different. You gotta keep different.
I'm with you on that line, but you said changing these drawers every day is the same thing. I don't know. I can't co-sign that.
So if you could fuck a different chicken every day, you wouldn't.
I did it.
I did. So why? What's different now? You changed your drawers. You changed your women.
Because I made a commitment now. I made a commitment now. My commitments is different.
Yeah. Okay. Just you obey to commit and not get caught. So you slow
exactly.
down,
that's
but
the same
you still.
Thing.
If you don't got an arsenal of chicks, opinion, man.
Opinions need to be right or wrong. Like, every time I can tell you something, they're like, oh, no, that's me, that's you. I'm not you, dude. I'm not grimy. I'm not dirty.
Who says what's right and wrong? Who can judge somebody else's actions as right as wrong? Even though
exactly.
you're the
exactly.
one pussy dude, I can't
right.
say that's wrong.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Because that's the same thing. That's the same thing as you saying, I believe in God. I'm going to say I believe in Allah. Because that's your belief. That's not the same as your beliefs. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I ain't never said your moves is wrong. I just said your moves is funny style. That's not wrong.
It's the same thing. What's the difference? You talking
that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing.
Hey, homie,
you're
going to be a burger forever, man.
You're
letting
me know. Well, whatever, nigga. Whatever, nigga. Hey, with your non-getting blowjobs.
Lola, can you get tired of the same dick for 4 straight years? Can you get tired of the same dick for 4 years? Well, is it the same? If you have the same dick,
is tired and bored the same thing?
Tired and bored? No, tired and bored ain't the same thing.
I'm gonna get tired of it if I'm in a relationship. It's different for females. If I'm in a relationship and I'm getting tired of it, then is the relationship about to be over? I ain't gonna go out there and cheat.
Chicks, I don't know. Chicks got a little more tolerance. See, I don't know how they can do it. That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
they do.
She sway up and down. She probably think lot. I believe they all creep, but I don't know. I know I do.
I need a reason, and
he don't give you a reason, Lola. Okay, say it. Put it like this.
So I'm not gonna get tired of it. We spend money
over 4 years.
Yeah.
And the dick is mediocre.
I'm not fucking no mediocre dick for no 4 years.
But everything else he does is perfect.
I think board is
he
takes
care of the household. He pays the bills. He buys food for the house. He take care of the kids. Everything is A1 plus. But the dick is mediocre.
So, hey, Steph, you think she got to miss the 500?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Why you quit that, Mark?
A Mr. 500. But the dick is mediocre. What do you do now?
I don't know about how he do that, but I know he do all the rest of that shit.
I don't know about no mediocre dick. I don't know about all that.
So all the rest of that shit goes out the window because he's mediocre?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, how long, when did you find out he was mediocre?
Move.
You thought maybe that you could train him for 4 years. You've been fucking him for 4 years.
No, the hell I didn't.
Out of Ellis.
So you can't wait another 4 years, Lola?
Wait another 4 years of what?
If the nigga's taking care of you and take care of the house, he's doing everything he's supposed to do, but the only flaws he got is his mediocre dick?
And we said mediocre. We ain't say okra. Huh?
I guess it depends on where I'm at in life. If I'm in that settling down mood,
that's the shit with women. If they're in a bad fucking mood and he got mediocre dick, his ass is out of here.
His ass is
in a good mood, he alright.
If he's out of here, he in trouble because they're going to tell their friends. They're going to post it up on Facebook.
Oh, they're going to talk about like a dog. They're going to drag him through the fucking mud.
What yeah, he's done.
What talking about, though? Yeah, Benzito. Benzito to him.
Joseph, who you talking to, Joseph? You talking to yourself?
I'm talking about the person talking about. They're going to post the girl and post it on Facebook. They're going to use tonight. It's everybody. What type of woman are you talking about? Because I believe homeboy...
The one that's pissed off about the penis.
I believe homeboy said that women have different have tolerance a lot than a lot of men don't. A lot of women are individuals. So, like, what are you talking about?
My tolerance is pretty high. So I might not even realize you got mediocre dick until you do some real dumb shit. And then I'm just going to be like,
cut the fucking shit, Lowe. You mean to tell me for 4 years of fucking this nigga, you ain't know he had some mediocre dick?
I ain't never fucked no mediocre dick for 4 years. So I can't tell
you
nothing about that.
Is hot. I'm saying
hypothetically speaking, because you asked me a question. I'm telling you,
hypothetically, I'm going to know if you got some mediocre pussy. It ain't going to take 4 years for me to find out.
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this. If you ain't did it for that long, can dick go bad?
dick can't go bad, but dick can have a bad day.
Can't go bad, but it can have a bad day.
Yeah, you can be off.
Well, let me be the first to tell you. Pussy can go bad.
Yes, it do.
I mean, we have different organs. We have different organs, so yeah, I might...
Once I wear it out so much, it's no
less. All pussy can go bad.
We're
talking. You sound to say all pussy can go bad.
If you don't treat it...
Well, I tell you like this. The pussy goes bad in my eyes is when a dude loses his fire for the pussy. If this dude got the hunger and the fire for the pussy's going to always be right. But once you start turning into some PG-13, Laura Ingalls, Little House on the Prairie motherfucker, and your imagination is gone, that's when the expiration date runs out on that motherfucker.
To me, a woman's appearance could also make the pussy better than me.
Yes, if she looks sexy as a motherfucker, it's a good start.
Is it mental?
If a chick always getting that, you know what I mean? They got their sex game up. They got their swag right. They got their hair nice.
They getting them wax jobs. They ain't got them little nappy pussy hairs and shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Keep their stuff up. You can tell when a chick take care of themselves and they got nice. But when you come up on them Instagrams and Facebook and the chick got all these different nice looks and pictures, she got 150 pictures on her wall versus the chick that got only 5. That bitch don't give a fuck about it. She ain't feeling herself enough.
Hold up. I have known some motherfuckers that take a million pictures, and they was the swamp rats of swamp rats.
they give you what they working with.
I think I've
seen pictures on the internet with chicks is in the bathroom.
Mad pictures.
I take mad pictures. I like the way I fucking look. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you take care of it then. You treating it.
Nobody ain't say nothing about fucking Lola.
I heard Lola take a lot of pictures.
I heard that shit, man. I plead the fifth.
You don't take a lot of pictures. Not really. Not on a grand scale of things. You medium pictures.
I didn't know there was a quota, but...
Yeah, there's a quota. You ain't the high-end picture motherfucker on the internet.
Are you in high demand?
Am I what?
In high demand.
Like, do niggas want? Are you crazy? I didn't mean to say it like that, but...
I don't know, I mean, is it high demand? When you
when
somebody come to Blockbuster, is it sold out?
It sold out.
Like, everybody chasing it?
I don't know if everybody's chasing him, but shit.
I know that every little nigga on this radio station is. Everybody 4 foot 11, they be going hard.
I mean, it is. Come on now, not everybody. I feel like, you know, I could toot my horn every once in a while.
Well,
you know, I have my share of
women at 4'11", and they got some good stuff.
That's a woman.
Lola.
That nigga's a power forward.
Oh.
Lola. That nigga's a power forward.
Lola. I love Lola, but she's not a power forward either.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not. She's a straight up center.
Oh, no, I'm going to go that far.
She's tall. She's tall. Center,
yeah,
tall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I owned that
for
that a long time ago.
She a center. She got it all. She tall. But that's a good thing. I don't know what it's like, but tall is in.
I mean,
oh, man. So, Lola.
Yeah.
So you're saying that dick can't go bad?
I said the dick can have a bad day.
Right, I know. You said that. So it can't go bad? What if you have, like, a few days, bad days in a row? That ain't
few bad days in
bad.
A row?
Yeah.
A few bad days in a row.
Oh, my God. How you just be jinxing penis like that? Like, no.
I think those bad days in a row is all contribute to her. You know, niggas move off the energy of a broad. So if the broad energy is not right, she's going to get some fucking dead penis.
Oh,
oh
shit.
God.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. I think that's a fact.
You gotta
turn me on. I just can't come there.
Exactly. I ain't never heard of a dude not being
Bob,
turned
what a
on
spatula.
By a real hot, sexy broad. Some sexy bitch in his face doing some sexy shit. He's like, oh, excuse me, you're blocking the TV. That shit never happens.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes you ain't gotta do shit. Just sit there and be sexy. Huh.
Well, that's doing something. That's doing something.
Spoken like a true virgin.
Come on, hey, Joseph. I can just imagine how your little fucking Little House on the Prairie household shit is. You fucking Michael Waltons. Y'all in there doing Bible study. She can't suck no dick. She mad at you because you don't want your dick sucked in the whole nine. It's just crazy in there.
Oh man.
Y'all in there playing motherfucker Pacino.
Playing Twist and all that, right?
Huh?
I said we playing Twist and all that, right?
Twister is a bad motherfucker when you butt ass nigga.
Yeah,
God,
damn.
Butt ass nigga Twister? Yeah, that shit is serious.
Hey, when we go to Vegas and play that with all the ladies, all y'all niggas got to get out of there, though.
You ain't even going to Vegas, dude.
Shit.
What date is that? November.
Oh,
that's my birthday month. That's right.
We already booked up.
I don't even know what with no room, nigga. You took it to the wrong dude.
No more dudes allowed in Vegas at that time of the month.
Dog, listen, I don't have no problems with no rooms, dog. You're talking to the wrong dude, nigga. I got rooms
everywhere.
Nah, I ain't
got no problem with no room. Just do it like the week after.
Oh, you don't want no competition. Oh, it sounds like somebody's scared. Oh, it sounds like somebody won't be eating when I come to town.
Nah, I ain't scared, but I just don't want you to waste your money.
Oh, nigga, it's no such thing as wasting money in Vegas, nigga. That's no, I say fuck y'all niggas and still get my money's worth. Nigga, is you kidding me?
Listen, you can take me, it could be boring as hell. You get some new
This is that shit with that big ass house, Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that shit. Oh, y'all niggas gonna be doing it up. Yeah, that's a great look. How far up the strip is that? Oh, man. That shit close to the strip?
Hello?
Yeah, y'all.
Is y'all ducking me on purpose on the questions, niggas?
Well, I didn't hear you. I changed my phone. My battery was down on the phone.
Is that shit close to the strip?
Steph, I told you. That's how you do it. Yeah, my phone is
that now? What were you saying to Bill on me?
I said, that shit close to the strip?
Hell yeah.
How close?
10 minutes.
In each direction.
Oh, that's what's up. Are we still going to Vegas for November, babe? She still doing it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay, I got to put some shit together.
Hey, yo.
Huh?
Dallas?
Yes, sir. Talk to me, big dude. You want to talk about something, Joseph? Let's go.
Yeah, I want to say Dallas, big homie, low line, everybody. Listen, man, I got to cut the short today. I got to attend some family business. So no disrespect to y'all, to let y'all know, I got to go today, man.
Okay, big
Joseph.
All right? I'm sorry,
all right, baby, hold it down, baby.
That's going.
Oh, yeah, have a good day.
Don't hurt nothing, man.
I won't play no shit.
All right.
Hey, what's the date on that, or Dallas?
The week before Thanksgiving.
The week before, that's the same week, too. The week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because her birthday the same day as mine, right? That's that week. Oh, I could meet up with the gang on, motherfucker. I could kill some five or six birds with one stone.
Oh, man. Lola, where you at, baby?
I'm right here.
Why you quiet now? What's going on?
I'm sorry. Lola, I'm sorry you're on here by yourself.
I'm waiting for safety. Let's talk about what Lola wants to talk about. I'm listening. I could jump in any conversation. I want you to bring up something that we have a problem with and let us discuss it.
That's
right.
I don't have no problem.
Women issues. There's some women issues that we can handle.
Men having with.
How do men handle women issues?
Yeah, and if you got a problem the way men handle things or saying, you know, something for that, and let the men is on the air, let the men take the floor.
Yeah, I don't really have no gripes. I mean, nothing I could think of off the top of my head.
You have no gripes?
Nothing I could think of off the top of my head.
Can you deal with an emotional-ass nigga?
Sometimes.
Like, this nigga calling you, sweating, you crying, he ain't getting no time.
All right. That whiny ass dude, I can't do that. Why you ain't. Like, it gotta be a balance. Like, if you don't do it enough, it's bad for me. And if you do it too much, it's bad for me. You just gotta be somewhere in the middle.
I asked you that because I was watching that show, Cheaters, and the dude got caught. I said, I'd be the wrong motherfucker if somebody do that shit to me, because I would make you feel stupid for coming up there with a damn camera crew.
I mean, I've seen it happen, but you can't just do too much of that, like, kind of like, it bothers me. I mean, you want to ask me too many questions, and I hate being questioned, so that's going to annoy me. I can't. But, you know, you got to be in the middle somewhere.
What's the middle?
Yeah, your attention gotta be like at a 7.
Dang.
A 7?
Yeah, if you like too much attention, I got ADD, so I might forget about you after a while. Like, find something to do.
And that's a good enough reason? Because you got ADD?
I mean, it's a legitimate reason.
No, but that's the reason that you can always fall back on. That's some sucker shit right
now. Yo,
there.
Jocelyn is in Stevie J ass right now.
I fall back when I don't feel no kind of incentive. You gotta inspire me to be enthusiastic about your shit. Like, I need to be inspired. I can't keep fucking walking through the same damn door and it's the same shit when I walk through the door.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We got Labina on the line. Hold on. Labina, you there, baby?
She gonna get it today.
Yes, I'm here.
You there, baby? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's great. You wanna give a little input on today's topic?
Yeah, I think there's, when you're in a relationship, there's no such thing as saying no. You know, I think that no does mean yes when you're in a relationship.
Mark, you heard that? Mark, Crow Molly, you heard that? Mark might be gone.
I'm here. What happened? What'd she say?
No, Mark, not big homie, Mark.
Oh.
I said there's no such thing as saying no in a relationship.
So it means it don't matter how fucking tired you is, I'm always going to get some. That's what you're saying.
That's right.
Even on your period.
You're asking the right chicks who've been around the block a few times. You know how this game is played. You can't ask a rookie motherfucker no shit like that.
Lavina, what happens on your period?
She got her mouth worked.
Who was that
said no means yes?
That was Lavina. That's what I just said. Was you there?
Oh, yeah. I just came back in because I had to drop off for a second.
Okay.
So I missed
she agreed with you. She agreed with you, Mark.
That's right. No means yes.
Exactly.
There you go, Lavina.
Anybody that's been around the block a few times know you can't play games with your fucking partner. Anybody know that shit, yo?
No, hey, big homie.
Yeah.
Big homie. Anybody don't know that?
If you've been around the block a few times, them little rookie-ass niggas that just came out of college, they don't know that shit.
Hey, big homie, everybody don't know that, all right? Let's just keep it at that.
Okay, we're going to keep it at that. But we do. Mine do. Mine know that shit. She didn't, but she do now.
You sacrifice. You make compromises.
Listen. We got a girl, right? A young lady that's listening to the show, right?
Yeah.
And she says she's scratching her head. Because y'all some boys, somebody, I need to change y'all pussy like y'all change undies and meals and shit. Y'all can't have the one woman.
She's the only one scared to chime in and stick her mouth.
Rachel,
ping it.
Rachel,
like a little fucking girl.
Say that again. And speak up, because I'm calling your ass out. Rachel Hargrove, get your ass on here.
Rachel's a fucking punk ass nigga.
Hey, Steph, what did she say, Steph?
She said that you ain't shit, nigga,
because you said
y'all can't handle one bitch. Y'all can't handle one chick. Y'all change.
Yo,
like y'all change these pills. Y'all can't handle a one real woman.
I said it, so she directed my thoughts to Vince.
Yes. Yes.
Huh? Well, Rachel, bring your ass.
Rachel don't want this action. She on the sideline texting.
She can't handle the truth, cause that's why she texted you side personally.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing her ass
in. No, she's on Facebook talking that.
Oh, even worse. Even worse.
She want to blast it out on Facebook, huh?
Uh-huh.
She probably got some of that no pussy.
I'm just saying, she just said, she said, y'all some boys. They should put boys in big letters, too.
See,
all
she's
I'm saying
a victim.
Is you see a boy, swallow them.
Hey,
to me is she's a victim of tired puss.
Oh, my God.
And all I'm saying, if you see a boy, swallow them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Ray, you there, Ray? Come in, Ray.
Hello.
Oh shit. Oh, that's that nigga right there. Oh my God.
It's Ray.
Hello. Can you all hear me?
Oh, we can.
Hi. I have no problem with swallowing. I'm very good at it. Hello all. Hi.
Is that the one that directed my comment? That's the one that said something. Yep. That's the one.
Yes.
Hi.
Let me comment.
That sound like $11 right there.
Speak your piece. Rebuttal your ass.
Yes,
speak
yes,
your piece.
Yes. I'm in a happily committed relationship.
You're married, aren't you?
However, men, you guys are supposed to be men. And
supposed
I think
to be? That's real disrespectful.
Yes.
To me, a male,
I'll give you the title male, M-A-L-E. I'll give you that. But not grown-ass men. A grown-ass man is not even going to talk like this. He is going to respect the way he speaks about a woman. He's not going to be changing his women, you know, his punanis, like he changes his food.
And how the hell is a little girl
going to
tell us how to feed men?
Also, us women also us women, and I am a woman, I myself speaking for us women, we have to be able to please that man so he will be out there changing to none.
Yeah, we don't have a problem.
It ain't the man's fault then, Rachel.
Yeah, we don't
have a problem.
It's a two-way street.
You got to find it somewhere.
It's a two-way street. It is a two-way street. I totally agree with
you. I'm the one that said that. So let me ask you a question. And you sound like an older woman that's got some experience.
I'm 39.
So,
as an older woman,
what do you do to keep him interested after all these long times?
I listen into the show all the time. I'm that chameleon. I am that woman that my man cheats on his woman with. I'm whatever he needs for me to be, whatever I feel like being, and what we need for me to be to keep our relationship spicy. One night I'm that blonde white chick. The next night I'm that Hispanic. Ugh, come on, Poppy.
So
the next night I'm whatever. I'm what I need to be.
That should sound good on the phone.
So, yeah, so if he tells you I'm getting tired of this same old fish and dirty sex or whatever, how it go, and he said, I need to bring a third member in here. Are you going to be with it?
If he, you know what, our relationship is, we're adults, I'm a grown woman, he's a man, and we communicate on that level to where if he says it's getting boring or there's something else that needs to be done, you know, and I likewise, we have that open communication with each other. We have that type of relationship. My relationship is, I'm good, we're good. So if he needs something,
I know you're good, but
if he needs more, he's going to get more. If I need more, I'm going to get more. That's just how it is. That's how our relationship is.
Yeah, that's just, you're going to go get more. You heard you said you're
going to
go change
the
drawers and get more.
Get it. We don't have to go outside. We don't have to step outside to get it.
He can't get it without you.
If we need to bring someone else in, then we can do that.
Why he want to bring you to the new pussy?
He's already bored with you. He's not going to get bored with me.
No man's going to ever tell you that. They're getting bored.
He's a man, yes he is. If he's a man, yes he is. A boy, a male ain't going to tell me. He's going to go do what he needs to do and go change pussies. My man is going to tell me. Yes,
women is easier to say what a real man is.
I really believe that he got you part of the game. He got you so up in the cold. He's not going to tell you. Think he's going to tell you. Of course he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you, but he's really not going to tell you.
No man's ever going to tell you.
No woman
takes the whack pussy conversation well.
I don't mind the comments and all that, you know, but I just don't believe that. I can't believe that these
you believe your man ain't hitting nothing else then, right?
I already know that he's not.
You was born last night then.
I was born at night, but not last night. Yeah.
If you think
but why does he have to be hitting somebody else?
He don't gotta
else?
Be.
Like,
I don't agree with that.
If he's a man, he's not hitting anything else. If he's a man, he's not. If he's a male or a boy, I would believe that he was.
Yeah, she got that dumb shit again.
I've been with males. I've been with boys. And, yeah, a male, a boy is going to do that. A man is not going to do that.
There they go to about what a man and a boy is.
There's a difference.
You don't have a clue, ma.
Huh?
You can't tell a boy from a male when he inside you.
I'm not the type that just opens my legs and it just invites anyone in.
I'm just telling you,
you can't measure.
I'm that type of chick. I don't sleep around on the first, second, or third
date. I ain't
say
that, but you as a woman,
not saying that. You read
you
the
going to me. You as a woman cannot measure
a man
from the outside.
You can tell
from the outside
now,
but
you're dealing with though. But
you
know what you're dealing with.
Yeah,
okay. While we got all of this feedback, host, while we got all this feedback.
Why do we have this fucking feedback?
Hey, Miss Rachel.
Yes.
Miss Rachel.
Yes.
You think as a man, I can sit here and judge you as a woman and not know what the struggles women go through?
That's four.
can I say that you're not a real woman and not having no idea what real women go through?
Right.
You can't say a man or a boy, he's a real man, what a real man do. You have no idea what real men do.
I have experience with certain men.
No, you
have
experience with fucking
men. But
you don't know what
experience.
Men go through. It's a big difference. I can't tell you what real women do. The struggles of a real woman. I can't tell you that. What
are you one of those? Are you one of those guys who change pussies like you change? Like
no, but I do take offense to women.
You can,
no, I do take offense to women when they always casually throw around what real men do.
And that's their
thing.
They don't
have no clue what real men do.
I have a clue what real men do.
I have a real man.
And I've had a boy. I've had a male.
You don't think he ever cheated on you?
I've had guys who have cheated on me. Several guys.
A man won't cheat though.
My man has not cheated on me nor will
That's your man.
If he's
a real man,
me,
and your definition
if
won't cheat.
If my man cheats on me, he's going to cheat on me with me.
If your man cares about you, he's going to do what he's going to
do.
If my man cheats on me, he's going to cheat on me with me.
Listen, not your man, but the definition real man don't cheat.
No.
So if a guy is taking care of all kinds of real shit in his life and his family and all this other shit, and if he cheats one time, he's not a real man.
He can be in a man's body, but he's still got boyish ways about him.
Because you said so.
I think she was a
main reason why niggas fuck white chicks. Because these girls have no idea what a real man is.
Yeah, hold on, y'all.
Hold that thought, big homie.
We have Bill on the line. Bill, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm on the line.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. Those brothers that are talking are very strong, and I understand what they're saying. But for one of the brothers who's mentioned about changing his underwear, I don't know if he's a true man. If he wants to put himself in that... in that stage, fine. But how often do you look at a woman as a piece of garment? Because that's what underwear is, a piece of garment.
Just because you change your drawers like women like drawers, that don't mean you view women as garment. You got a platter of taste.
Yeah, I understand, but my brother, your conversation is what the boys would say. I changed my women like I changed my underwear. That's something that a boy would say.
That's something that you say as a metaphor, not really that you really look at them as drawers. It's a metaphor.
Right.
Metaphor.
And I didn't say it.
No, I didn't say that.
Right.
I was being clear.
I didn't say it, but I'm defending the homie because I knew what he was going with it.
Well, that's the street lane, and I can understand that.
Okay.
Let's be mature about it, and I'm not Joseph.
You coming on the show, Bill, being defensive, brother.
I'm not being defensive. You guys broke Joseph down. I'm not going to be broken down. And I hear what you guys are saying.
I'll break your motherfucking ass down. Give me a minute. I'll break you.
Stay here long enough, you'll get broke down now. If you stay here long enough, you will be broke down.
Oh, we are breaking your ass down.
Hey, Bill, let me address you on that. I'm the one that said it. Now, you don't just pick anything out of that. You don't just go in a drawer. Like, you know how you got the same one, you just keep them for a while, and then you wash them out, you put new ones on. You got a stable.
Yeah,
you don't just go pick up something
from
the street.
I'm past that stage, my brother, and I'm not going to follow. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm past that stage.
But listen, because you're past that stage, don't make that stage wrong.
You can't for a female to accept that.
No, he's not okay, but you can't make him accept what you're saying as well, though.
Exactly. What's good for you is never great for me.
Right.
You might be only able to handle one woman. I'm a four seater. I'm like a living continental.
And what's great for me might not be good for you. And I understand.
Right, exactly. But here's my deal for Bill.
Bill, let me ask you a question.
Hold up. Bill, you sound real reasonable, and I can respect where you're coming from. Now, answer me this, Bill. Do you really feel a woman can judge what a real man is?
What a real, you know what, that's hard, because it's kind of hard for a man to tell if he's a real man or not. And I understand what you're saying.
No, we can't tell a woman that she's a real woman or not. We don't know what women go through. They struggle.
And they don't know what we go through until we
get hooked up. Exactly, but these chicks always throwing around who's a real man and who's a not, who ain't a real man. And they wonder why the first time they get a dollar, he got an Amy Fisher on his arm. Because y'all be so blatantly disrespectful with that non-man shit.
I understand, but you know what? When are we going to go up and say, I ain't got time, I don't have time for this crap. But as boys, we play along with the game.
Well, crap, that shit that you call crap could be a diamond to me.
And you know what? And you work with it. Let me move on to something greater. You take the good, let me get some.
But see,
good.
It's all relative to the person. What you consider greater could be a fucking small digit to me.
I understand, and you accept that. I want more. Like you.
See, the thing is, what you're saying now is just
that sounds better.
What you're saying
sounds better.
Like you want more. But you can't be judgmental of what somebody else wants.
Right.
We're not getting off the topic here, are we?
No, when y'all come in here and say what little boys do and what kids do, you're being judgmental. You're not taking into consideration what this man deems as living his life.
No, you know, it's not judgmental at all. It has nothing to do with it. But
so you say he changes his women often, he's a little boy, that's not being judgmental?
I think you're missing something. I said underwear. You can't compare the underwear to a woman. That's exactly what I said.
And metaphorically speaking, he didn't compare the women to underwear. He said he changes them like he changes his underwear in the changing aspect, not the drawers. He's not comparing drawers. He's comparing how often he changes.
Right.
He changes his underwear like he changes his women.
The underwear is the smaller subtext of that analogy. The analogy, the biggest part of that is he changed often. The drawers is the smaller part of that whole subject.
Hey, Steph.
Well, if he changed,
that's what I'm talking about. Real recognize real.
If the brother changed females often, that means he has a problem. Maybe there's something that.
Maybe he's not ready to be in a committed relationship, but he wants to play the field.
Oh,
he
got
a
lot of
that man for doing that.
He got a lot of libido.
When he's trying to find his soulmate, he's a boy, and when he finds her, he's a man?
Oh, no.
He's a male.
I'm right or wrong.
You got to find a woman that you want to be with for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but you know what? It all depends on where you're at in your life.
No, but I'm just saying, you have to date multiple women. You just can't say, I'm going to date this one.
I understand that.
This will be my soulmate. But you know what I'm saying? All along that time, you're a boy because you're going to do different women or date multiple women.
He's a male.
Is that right?
He's a male.
Let me address you, Bill.
If you're at the level where you're looking for a soulmate, you're not going to be changing your punani every day.
So my manhood is based on me being stable with a one woman. I'm not a man until I get one woman.
No. A woman's got nothing to do with it. A man has everything in order. He has everything in order.
But I'm humping a lot of chicks. I don't have nothing in order.
Rachel, I got three girls I'm fucking. I'm taking care of all three households. They got kids about me. I'm taking all three care of all three kids. Am I a man or am I a boy?
You need to be on that show with the man who has a couple of wives.
Well,
You're a male. I'm not going to call you a boy because you're a male. You're trying to be a man about your business, about doing what you got to do. But if you were a true man, you would not be doing all of having three households.
So,
If you have a woman that's doing it,
your beliefs are totally different. You know what I'm saying?
Are you suing all three women in all three houses?
No, I'm just saying, but you're entitled to your own belief, honey. You're 100% right in your world, but in my world, you might not be doing it.
What if you got a woman that wants the same thing? She just want to have, you know what I mean? She's tired of what she has at home. She goes out and get her own thing. What does that make her?
Say it all over. Hey, Rachel,
since you can't define what makes a man and what makes a boy, we should be able to define what makes a woman, right?
Yeah.
We should?
I think a man
should be able to define what makes a woman, not a male nor a boy. A man.
A man would never be able to tell you what the hell makes you a real woman. I can't tell you what you're going through emotionally, physically, when you're having your period. I can't experience those things.
I'm not talking that deep.
You don't know how it feels to be a black man in America. You would never understand that. I couldn't explain it to you. And for you to say what's a man or a boy is totally out of pocket because you don't walk in men's shoes. You don't carry the same weight we carry. White men don't look at you as a threat.
We don't got to stick our check in, we don't got to feel threatened to get a job. Rachel, you're like a real committed career businesswoman, right?
Yeah.
But
you don't go out. You just stick to work and you handle your business. You very rarely go out, right?
Right. Yeah. I've been there. I've played the field myself. I've been young. I've dated people.
She's washed up.
You know. No, washed up isn't it. Because I can tell you that I can count the amount of men that I've slept with on one and a half hands.
How many hands? That's no penis. You're still a rookie. You don't know what's going on. You washed up and you're still brand new.
Hello, I wouldn't be able to count the amount of men that I still got. One at a time.
Hey,
big homie, Bill want to jump in there with something. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, my brother. It's not about how many people you sleep with. It's all about where you're at in your life. And you don't, and I'm not trying to judge, but we try to avoid the judgment, to judge people. But you have to think about what you want and who you want to be with.
And that's what you want most of it, and you don't want to be with nothing.
Just because of a sexual experience you had outside don't mean you don't know. It just means you know what you want. That's what
you really know. Right. But you get to the point of trying to degrade or belittle the next person and let them know you haven't slept with enough people, or you're a rookie, and that's something that we need to do.
Yeah,
but you keep your business to yourself. I mean, you only do it when you go outside to satisfy what you're looking for.
And for everybody that's listening, he just said a mouthful. You keep your business to yourself.
Exactly, but she put the number out there. I don't think two hands, which boils down to 15 penises, is enough penises.
That was for whoever called me washed up.
I know every man that I possibly could say that. I answer this question, and I want you to answer this. But I just say I speak for every man on this phone. They've never told a woman the honest truth about how many women they had sex with.
Oh yeah,
hell no.
I believe that.
But Bill probably did. What's up?
And Joseph,
you know, in your life.
And Joseph, the only Joseph out.
Hello? Bill, have you ever told the honest truth about how many women you had sex with?
He probably doesn't have to. Wait, let me finish.
Knowing that somebody had just said you should keep your business to yourself, when that question is asked to me, I'll answer that question. But right now, I'm not going to spread my business.
No, we ain't asking you.
I'm not asking you.
We want to know, okay, have you ever shared with the women that you was dating how many other women that you have dated? If the conversation ever came up, yes, I have. Okay, and I knew
that
you did.
It proved my point.
Yeah, yes, I have. I have no problem with that.
You can count on one hand, right?
Excuse me?
You can count on one hand, right?
Listen. You know what? Use a one hand, nigga. You just slapped the shit.
Let me finish. Who just asked you that?
No, it does make a difference because I want to call your name. Okay, well, fuck it, I own it. I'll take that. I'm the one that said, I believe you changed it.
I'm the one. Me.
My name
on here is Good Hygiene.
Okay, Good Hygiene. I work with mentally challenged people every day. And for you to ask me that, I'm not going to answer that. Because I work with mentally challenged people.
No, I don't take offense. I really don't want to know the number.
Let me take it off topic, though. Let me take it off. What does you working with mentally challenged show that you would answer how many you slept with, though?
Ask me, for him to ask me that question, knowing that somebody just say, keep your business to yourself, and you going to ask me that again?
No, let me say, I'm the one that asked you, what does you working with mentally challenged children have to do with you saying how many women you slept with or answering that question?
I don't need a slow person to try to change my words around.
Oh, you're trying to call him slow. That was what you said.
Oh,
that was a dick.
That's where he was going with that. He called you a retard.
Hey. So this is why I asked that. I'm the one that said keep it to yourself, and I'm the one that asked you that question. When I made
that
comment, you're taking it as I said, keep your business to yourself. You're never supposed to tell a woman, and that's why I'm saying you know where you're at in this game. You would never tell a woman actually how many people you had sex with because they would look at it as in, well, why? Does he think I'm going to be one of his
brother,
next
brother,
number or something
brother,
like that?
Brother,
woman ain't going to look at it like that. A woman ain't going to look at it like that. A girl
well,
might. A woman ain't.
Let's keep it 100. If you met a man and you was dating and this motherfucker said he slept with 30,000 women, you would have been easy.
If he slept with over 100, it was before. If he slept with over 100, it was
why
he was
out
there being a boy. Now once he becomes a man, it doesn't matter to me.
When
I went from how many girls he slept with when he was a boy.
Rachel, that's easier said than done. That's easier because if I'm dating a girl, and she tells me she slept with 3,500 men.
I can say that I'm blessed with a great relationship. I've been taken through the mill in my marriage prior to my new relationship. I've been taken through the mill. I've been fucked in on my husband in the bed with women. I've been abused. I've had.
Hold on. How did you walk in on him in your house?
Listen, because that's my past. We're on a different topic now, but I'm just saying.
You
saying
you're
I've been blessed. I'm saying I'm blessed right now that I have a great man in my life.
So I understand it wholeheartedly. Rachel, I'm with you 100%. But you cannot tell me that you can't sit there. I don't care what you say. If this man said he slept with 3,500 women before you, you is not going to look at him the same way as before you told that.
I will, too. Yes, I will. I
will.
Let me
ask you another question, Rachel.
I'm
a
little bitch like that.
Hold on.
She keeps saying this shit.
What
he did in his life before me and before he became a man is what
you
did.
Where do we become men?
There you go.
Where do we become men? Answer that shit.
Before he became a man. How you know he became a man? Because he made you his wife or his woman? He became a man?
No, not just
a real man will protect your feelings. He's gonna protect your feelings and your thoughts before you do anything else.
When do guys become men?
Okay,
he made you number
35. And tell us, when does men become? When do boys become men?
Hold on. Let's do this. Hey, Lola, you still there?
Yeah.
Now, I know Lola to be a very good woman. What do you think about what Rachel is saying?
About men and the difference between men and men
yeah,
and boys.
Do you believe in the stuff that she's saying?
Well, I come from a background where...
No, we don't have your background. We want to know how you feel today.
I'm telling you. I mean, I don't necessarily agree on a man, the difference between a male and man matters as who he's fucking with and how many he's fucking with at home. It's how he carries himself and how he displays his behavior around the people that he's fucking with. Now, you being a boy, if you're going around fucking with mad bitches and everybody know about it, like, it's a certain coupe. It's a certain way you got to carry yourself when you're doing it. If you're out there and you want everybody to know that this is the type of person you are, yeah, you're being childish. Some dudes do it, some females do it, and nobody won't know nothing. Nobody, it'll be none the wiser. Everybody, nobody won't know, maybe your best man and all, something like that. I can't necessarily say what makes a man and what makes a boy. And I'm raising boys, and I grew up around men.
Stop right there. Now, Rachel, do you think she's a woman?
Oh, she better start a fight, nigga.
I was on Facebook on the G2 page. So, well, I don't know what she said.
She said, tell us, when do a boy become a man?
Why don't you ask me that question?
Who that, Joseph?
That's Bill.
Bill, Joseph.
All right, answer the question, fucking Bill.
I got love for you guys. I'm holding on.
There's no hate going on in this show, Bill.
No, we got love for you, Bill.
Now answer the question, goddammit.
I like to say this. I do know there's a lot of boys who use a lot of curse words, and you guys are fitting the prescription right now. And I respect that because you don't know any better. And you continue to play with toys and say boy things.
Wait, hold up, Bill, this is my analysis from what you've been saying.
Yes,
you are the woman, the great woman, man that the woman will want, but she will always leave you to be with a man like me.
That's conjecture right there. Finish, Bill.
I hear what you're saying, and you know what? You might be right. And then that means that I picked the poor choice of female. And it's my fault. Shame on me.
I don't think that's what you are, but I don't feel that you feel that we're boys. I just think that all men are different. And you
he didn't say hypothetically because I just hit him with a bunch of big words earlier, so he know I could talk either direction I want to go. I could go this way, I could go this way. I just choose not to do that on the GQ Palace shit.
Exactly.
Hold on. We got another call on us. Hold on. We got some backup for women. We have T on the line. T, are you there, T?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, T, baby. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm great, baby. How you doing?
Hey, T, let me ask you a question real quick.
Okay.
Okay, do you really honestly believe that a woman can tell what a real man is?
I don't know. Hell, I thought I knew a real man, but obviously there wasn't a real man.
Can I honestly tell you that you're not a real woman, not knowing your struggles and what you do every day as a woman? Can I honestly tell you that you're not a real woman?
You can't tell me that shit. Who the fuck you think you are?
I'm telling you, they swear to God that white women are so pussy, that's why guys is running there so fast. It's y'all niggas that's running niggas there with your fucking neck action, you can't stay in your lane, and you
first
really
all,
don't shot
say
that
y'all.
Brother. Talk
don't
about
say
what
y'all.
We are not. Like,
don't
y'all
say
are.
Y'all.
But
don't see, say
y'all. Men can't do without us women, right?
Women is women. That's about the shade of the color. Because the sister is real easy to put a brother down, but they don't never want to give us credit.
You cannot make that broad accusation. You don't date women.
You don't date women. So you don't hear the shit that women say about men on the real.
But I'm around them, so I mean, it's only one woman.
I run through a lot of women.
No,
I know what they say.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Are you in a committed relationship?
Yes, I think I am.
You think you are? You're a boy.
Let me tell you this, Bill.
She's
it's 8:30. Do you know where your woman is?
You're not going to let me finish my question. You got to put it in.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Okay. First all, I think I am, and I'm working on that right now. Right now, things are lovely, and I want more, and I think she wants more. Excuse me?
No, he's talking to somebody in the background.
He's talking to somebody else. Go ahead and finish.
Okay. For you to say that, how can a woman or how can a man tell if a woman is a woman? You know, that is difficult, but you have to understand, you have to get to know that person. And somebody said, well, you have to respect their feelings, their emotions. You're absolutely
okay,
right.
Okay, so
I get to know a woman.
Okay,
I don't know
Phil.
How women move.
So
me
so
getting
Phil,
to know a woman.
Say, Phil, how
sorry,
can you say that a man is a boy because he's not in a relationship with a woman?
No, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you were saying that. You said when we started dating, you became a man.
I said boy-like behaviors. If you're going to be with someone and still have those boy-like behaviors,
define boy-like behavior. Define that for me.
Or older, you're still a
boy. Hey, listen, define boy-like behavior for me. Define that, please.
Well, I just said earlier, for those who like to continue to play with toys, to change their underwear like they change their women, you know, something like that.
That don't make him a boy, though, Bill. How can you say that?
It does make him a boy.
Okay,
like
in your
baby.
Eyes, that make him a boy? But that don't mean he's a fucking boy because he's dating multiple women. That don't mean he's a boy to be a man.
Let's change the subject, though. Okay, for that same man who is married and still running around, what does that make him?
No, stick to
he
that
makes
shit.
It don't mean he's a fucking man.
Women.
He's just a fucking cheater.
Just because you're married don't mean that you're not going to do
cheater.
Anything.
He's a cheater. Ain't he's a boy.
But
he's a cheater.
It's a boy. He's still a boy with boy-like behavior.
Yeah, I think that's what trying to fuck one of these chicks, and he's saying anything
Bill,
to get the pussy
so
right
you,
now.
You feel that you could take you would take Rachel out from her conversation to and sit down and have a martini with her, right?
Hey, listen, time out for one second.
Yeah, Mark.
I know what Bill's doing. I know what he's doing.
He's trying to get Rachel.
Steph started this show off with you might could pick up somebody or whatever, even though this ain't that type of show. That's what the fuck Bill's doing.
I got one more thing I gotta say. Now, from the way we've been talking on this show, which is a very ratchet ass show, this language is appropriate for this ratchet ass show. So Bill, to me, you sound squarer than a fucking box. Do that shit make you a boy because you sound square?
No, that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Right, and that's right. But that's you said it's your opinion.
Hey, Steph, I swear this guy thinks he got the same concept. Because I was thinking that same thing with him and the same thing about Rachel. Two different type of people.
Okay, you think that's the same thing as one of us saying, you ain't a man because you ain't fucking mad bitches.
Well, excuse me?
That's like me saying you're not a man because you're not fucking mad chicks.
I'm not saying that.
You said a guy that's
what I'm saying, but that's the same thing
me
saying
you
playing with
toys.
He's fucking a lot of girls, he's a boy. So I'm saying if you ain't with a lot of chicks, you ain't a man.
No, you're still in that stage where you don't know what you want.
I want five bitches. I know I want five bitches. I want five bitches.
Y'all are funny. You guys are funny.
What man don't want more and more pussy? So that goes back to the question, Bill. Can you get tired of one chick fucking all the time?
I heard that earlier.
But you never answered
that. Would I get tired? No, I wouldn't. I couldn't. If it's a person that's in my heart, no.
All right, Bill, what was your longest fucking relationship? Not the fantasy shit in your head when you thought you was dating a bitch. I'm talking about the longest you was fucking a chick.
You're throwing curveballs at me.
Right, what's the longest you ever had a physical relationship with a woman? Not the shit in your head or when you was stalking abroad on Facebook, the fake relationship, the real shit.
A woman.
About 12 years.
12 years?
12, 13 years, yes.
12, 13 years? You're not together no more?
No.
All right, so
who got tired of
who?
It wasn't.
They're not together, nigga. Somebody got tired of something. That's how this shit works.
Hey, Bill, make sure you call in every Monday because you make this shit fun for me.
I'm going to call in Friday.
Let me say something to Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
You washed up, Rachel.
Well, you thank. Well, thank you very much. Come on, y'all gotta respect Rachel
because she's really taking it from y'all.
Let's define what they're saying. You find yourself when nobody else wants you. So you get one woman and you stick with her because you can't get nothing else.
Hey, Rachel, can I say something to you?
Yes.
Remember when you came on, like in the beginning of your conversation, you said you're your man. That you could be that blonde, you could be that Latino, and a couple of other ones.
You sound like.
I'm just saying. I ain't been on Facebook or nothing like that, right?
I'm going on Facebook right now.
You sound like a nice dark skinned chocolate sister. So two of them women you can't be, and that's blonde and that's Latino.
I'm blind. What the hell are you talking about, Mark?
Oh, you know you're a different breed, though.
Blonde and I'm black. What you talking about, Mark? Come on now.
Rachel, I hope to pray that he don't want a real Latino or a real white woman.
If you take anything out of this conversation, I want you to reconsider that term of throwing around what a real man is. Because that's very disrespectful.
Definitely. I will definitely. Thank you so much for opening my eyes. Maybe I was being a bit hurtful, and I apologize for those.
And you too, Bill.
I'm good with that because I'm in a 20-year relationship. My kids has never known me not to live outside of my house. I take care of my whole fucking house. I cook dinners. I wash clothes. I'm at PTAs. I bring home the bacon. I am a real man, so I don't take it personal.
There you go.
But I hear that shit so much from fake bitches that you got to take it personal.
I totally understand.
Hey, Bill and Rich are going to go to work tomorrow when they go to the big office and tell all the co-workers about us.
Listen, I'm going to talk about you guys. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to see if I can get more people call this radio station also.
Yes, we need more. You need backup, Bill. Can I tell you, and you make sure you tell them
that we talk about anything and everything, and we do not hold no punches.
It's all love, because we love square niggas too. When you go to the country club and y'all talking to each other, excuse me, it's all in, I won't say it's fun because a lot of it is real life.
Day to day shit. You know, everybody is speaking their mind. So I want you to understand,
I ain't Joseph. I ain't running nowhere. I'm telling y'all.
Bill, when you came in here, that's the first thing you said, Bill. It's like you was setting up to take his place or something, like the business.
Yeah, Joseph told you to call in. Hey, Steph, I kind of felt bad for him.
Hey, Steph, you know what I take from that? You know what I take from that statement Bill just made?
What?
This ain't the first time Bill called in. Bill's been calling in, listening. Hey, Mark, you're absolutely right.
He pressed one by accident.
His face hit the button.
This ain't the first time Bill done called in here.
Hey, Bill, so when you get off the phone with us and you talk to that newfound relationship you got, you going to talk to her about if she's going to cheat on you?
No, I'm not even going to raise that question.
I'm saying when you talk to Rachel after this show, say, hey, nigga, because I made you look good.
after the show, big homie. Because I made you look good.
You look like a real man to her.
A real gentleman.
I look like. How about if I act like?
Nah, you ain't no fucking man, nigga. You sound like a little boy, nigga.
It's all right. And you know what? And as long as you continue to say that, you're going to see yourself in the mirror as one.
Shit, nigga. I am a goddamn man, Damien. I am a man.
Speak for yourself. I hear you.
Hey, Rachel. You better not fuck that corny ass nigga. You hear me?
So wait. So you can look. This is your Rachel and Bill.
You want a man thing on Rachel? You fuck that bullshit.
Okay, y'all are the debaters.
Lola, why the fuck you laughing so hard, Lola?
Hold on, Rachel.
It's actually the coincidence that we both called into the show tonight, though.
That nigga stalking you. He on your Facebook. He on your MySpace. He on your Instagram.
I think Rachel is chick and they just want to see how they come together.
They might be a couple and calling together. You know what I'm saying?
They are calling together.
They are twin together. Yeah, they a couple.
Hey, Rachel and Bill. This is what I want to ask y'all before we go. Would y'all allow your significant other person that y'all are dealing with right now to call in and talk if y'all are not each other's?
Say it again.
Would you allow your significant other, the man you're dating, and the Bill, the girl you newfound relationship with, to call in and join in on the topics with us?
I throw mine on the phone right now.
Mine is standing. I'm in the house. I just finished cooking on the grill. She's standing right next to me.
Would I allow my significant other to call in? Yes, I would allow my significant other.
So Monday, we're going to be looking forward to you calling in with your significant other, right?
Hey, won't you call him on a three-way right quick and let us ask him?
Yeah, post your number on Facebook. We're going to keep this conversation going.
Hey, Rachel, straighten these people out.
What? Yes.
This is the whole thing. How long does that man have to wait to get some of your cooch?
Oh, boy. You know she going to say 6 years.
She got a marriage.
How long would it have to wait? Expel that shit. Ask Bill that shit.
Ask Bill, he's a man.
Bill, how long you gonna wait before you try to get some pussy, Bill?
Say that again.
You heard me?
No, I didn't hear you.
Wait, how long are you gonna wait before you try to fuck Rachel? I mean, somebody.
I respect Rachel very much.
He likes Rachel.
I'm not going to answer that question because I'm not going to disrespect her or have her out there.
But hypothetically, not Rachel, if he's dating a woman, how long do you go before you try to get some pussy?
Again, I'm not going to answer that question.
Big homie, you see how he said it. They know each other. They'll finish.
No disrespect, but the PG-13 show is Fridays. You have to on Fridays from 6 to 9.
Hey, Big Homie, you see how he said, I'm not going to put Rachel out there like that. So they know each other. He was thinking about her before you even said it.
They came from fucking MySpace together.
If you would even twist the words around like that, I hear what you're saying. You're trying, but it's a very poor try. That shit works for me, nigga.
You be convicted in the court of law with this evidence.
Nah, you be doing time. Nah, you can't tell Rachel, why don't you answer the question.
How long does a man have to wait before you give it to him?
How long does a man have to wait before I give it to him?
How long does he have to wait? I don't even know.
It could be a month, it could be a year, it could be 6 months.
Okay, so Rachel, after...
What's a year? A year is like 365 days, right?
Yeah, Rachel,
you don't believe in the statement that a woman knows what she wants from the start?
Okay,
yes,
hold on. So Rachel, you waited a year, right? Rachel.
A woman knows what she wants with you.
Okay, hold on, Rachel. You waited a year, right?
Let her answer that. You have to know yourself. I know myself, and I have to be in control. I might be sexually attracted to him when I first set eyes on him or when he first,
Hold on. Let me ask you part two to this question. You waited a year, right? Now you're about to give it
a
year. A year, you're about to give him some pussy now, right?
Uh-huh.
You pull his dick out. He's not circumcised. What do you do?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It depends on whether I can have an experience.
So you waited a year, and now you're not going to get him none.
Rich, I really believe if you get a dude to really turn you out, you will be out of control.
Did my people on the phone say something?
Okay, hold on, y'all. T wants to ask a question for y'all. T, what is the question that you want to ask, D?
I want to know if Bill is the Bill the Pig as Scott was singing about.
The who? Hey, wait, you can't come here and no corny-ass jokes, T. This shit better be good.
Hey, big homie.
We got another fucking Rachel on the phone.
We don't do that corny shit over here, yo. All we need now is another fucking Bill.
Damn you, big homie.
Got a mouth right there, yo.
If we get another Bill on here, we'd be outnumbered now. We can't get another Bill on here.
I know more people like us than when I know Bills. I'll call them all.
Oh God!
Listen, I'm not gonna be hard on these two people because I always said in life,
right.
For me to
it's
shine,
okay.
in order for me to shine to the people I need to shine to, because I don't gotta shine to everybody, but to the people I need to shine to, I need 1,000 Bills.
Make me look so fucking good right now.
I'm looking like Denzel mixed with Will Smith and the Bill Gates right now.
What if we would have had on this topic today, we would have had Lola, Tiffany, Yaya, and Taste with Thoughts all at the same time with Rachel. They would have told Rachel up.
Lola is saying to herself, Rachel is madder than a box of frogs. She's not agreeing with this shit. She ain't saying nothing.
Because I'm tired, I had a long weekend.
This is the best question for Rachel. Well, we didn't have. Would you allow your man to come home and say, Rachel, I just want some head, but I don't want to fuck you. Would you allow me to do that to you?
Oh, my God.
You heard that. She said she was sick in a minute.
Oh, God.
I thought she was sick of dick in a minute.
He walked in the house, put his toolbox in his back.
Real men do that, and I acknowledge that, and that's fine with me.
I knew she was sick of dick in a minute. Let's ask T the same question. T.
What?
What? Would you let your man come home
of
and he
course.
Say he don't want no pussy?
She got a dick in her mouth right now, son.
And he don't want no pussy.
Yo, you can't hear that dick in her mouth right now, son? Hey, Bill.
If your old lady told you
give me some head, and I don't want to fuck tonight. Would you give it to her?
He ain't answering that.
I'm not answering that.
Hey, Bill.
You know, when she asked
me that, hey, Bill, what's the square root of pi?
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Square root of pi. Yo, I got a fucking headache, man.
Did he say a square root of pi?
Hey, you got the right name, Bill. That's some funny shit.
Hey, dude, you got to be a regular, because we need the yin and the yang over here. Everybody can't be ratchet. We need Bill.
Hey, homie, his name fit the personality. Bill, come on, Bill.
Yo, listen, we done ran out of time, y'all. It's 9 o'clock.
Damn, we should have had
Bill
on with
8:10. Officially over.
You
but
I appreciate the show.
Bill, we want you to call in first. So we can have a rebuttal with you. We want if you're not a friend of GQ Palace, please sign on and log on to GQ Palace on Facebook and become a member and post your topic for next week. We're gonna do your topic next week, Bill. This has been GQ Palace, baby. Sign off, baby. It's Butter, baby. Woo! See y'all next week, baby. Holla.
It's your boy, Mike J. So I'm in the Sango. Get up for the club. Yeah, we're popping bottles and throwing them dollars up. Getting VIP on here, I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. 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 We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's on boldy, your pocket's so timid. Yeah, I'm done, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really focused. Yeah. Cold, so cold, Antarctica. Mike J, baby, yeah, I need a number. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man.